The reason I've come to New Zealand is because we're on a round-the-world trip as part of CNN Business Traveller. We are, if you like, connecting the dots. And the reason we chose Auckland and New Zealand to start it is because Air New Zealand is beginning a new route from Hong Kong to London. This was a perfect example for us to get into the intricate question of where airlines fly, why they fly, low cost, long distance. So it was a perfect opportunity to come to New Zealand and, of course, to base the whole program around the place.
You left the BBC in 2001 and joined CNN. How's that been?
At one level, everything's different. The analogy I always give is it's like a flight attendant who goes to work for a different airline. The job is the same, talking into television cameras, asking questions, interpreting the answers. But how you do it is entirely different. There are different policies, different practices, there are different rules, different regulations, different priorities. So I think that if you were going to leave the BBC, and I haven't got a bad word to say about the BBC except the fact that I work for the competitor now and we're determined to beat them.
What impresses you at the moment?
Low-cost airlines and how they have come in and completely changed the matrix of economics in the industry. Even carriers like Air New Zealand that don't have substantial low-cost competition in their domestic market have still done the dirty work and had to clean up their act and cut their costs. Because if they didn't, somebody would come in.
With digital and the internet, doesn't it reduce our need to physically travel?
That was the theory. But the reality is probably not the case. At some point, Erica, at some point, you've got to get on a plane so they can see the whites of your eyes. So they can see, do I trust her? Is she someone I want to do business with? Do I have to go and have dinner to cement a relationship? I'm impressed at the way people like Skype have revolutionized phone calls for a cent, 2 cents, 5 cents a minute to call the other side of the world. At a time when mobile phone operators have robbed us blindly for years, and now they're going to get their comeuppance.
And yourself? Can you please yourself with your work?
No, not really. You do the best that you can with the resources that you've got in the time you've allocated. Is that sufficient to make the job that perfect that you'd like? Usually not. Back to your question about when I joined CNN, I mean, it's very hard to say this without sounding revoltingly sycophantic, but I am very proud to work for CNN. Because I think we are a network that actually does reach out to, you know, to an extraordinary extent. We're not the only one.
So you feel yourself aligned with that, the CNN goals? You're comfortable?
Of course, absolutely. Absolutely. And if I wasn't, I'd be raising a stink.
And the future for you?
I heard a wonderful phrase many years ago. If you want to give God a good laugh, tell him your future plans for yourself.